We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph on the base, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom of the Amud. But Rosh Hashanah Nifkud Asara Rachel V'Chana. Another part of the Brisa, and this was also Kuli Alma, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rosh Hashanah agreed that at Rosh Hashanah, Sara, Rachel, and Chana were answered. The Tfilas were answered. Menolon, how do we know? What's the right from the Pesukim? Amar Rabbi, we make Xeris Shava, Asya Pekida Bekida, and we ask Zchira Zchira. And the Gemara explains, Ksiva Rachel, says by Rachel, Vayiskar Lekimas Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel and gave her a child. Ksiva Chana, Vayiskareha Hashem, also says Hashem remembered her, Lashon Zchira. Vayasya Zchira Zchira Rosh Hashanah. And by Rosh Hashanah, we also find Lashon Zchira. The Ksiv, Shabbat Hassan Zichra in Truah. We find Lashon Zichra, and so we see that Zchira Zchira, that it was a Rosh Hashanah. Bekida, Bekida, because now we figured out Chana and Rachel, how do we know Sarah? Bekida, Bekida, Ksiv Chana, Veki Pakat Hashem as Chana, Ksiv Sarah, Hashem Pakat as Sarah. So we learn how Pakat, Pakat, Sarah from Chana. Chana we know, Zichron, Zichron from Rosh Hashanah. So we know all, it's on Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Raya that this Nifkada was on Rosh Hashanah. It happens to be that we know that Chana davened in the Mishkan, Mishkan Shiloh, in front of Eli for a child. So Pasha, you learn, it was around Yontav time, because Elkanah was Oyle Regel, that's when Chana went along. But you see from our Gemara, that it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's actually a shtickle riot to it, from the Shla. The Megad Mechadash and Mesechus Brachos bring down the Shla, that the Gemara there says, that you learn, how do you know that you're supposed to daven from Esther quietly? We learn out from Chana, because Chana was davening quietly. The problem is, that it says in the Pasha there, that Eli thought she was a Shekairah. Eli thought that she was drunk. Why? Because her lips were moving without any sound coming out. So the kasha is, Pekta Marsha over there, what do you mean? Eli didn't know she was davening from Esther quietly? Why did Eli think she was a Shekaira? Enfit Shalah Meredik. He says, we know on Rosh Hashanah you let her daven loud. It says you let her daven loud on Rosh Hashanah. So it was Rosh Hashanah. Why was she davening loud? So that's why she thought she was a Shekaira. So you see from there, that was Rosh Hashanah. It's a shtickle of pshatl. Shtickle of pshatl, but that's a shmack of pshat. Just because it was bothering some of the oil. I'm like, who said it was Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it was like a yomtiv. So maybe she davened then and her pekida was later. That could be also akapanim. This is a shmack of shtickle tari from the shloh. Zog the Gemara Vaita. But Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei Yosef is Asurim. It was Rosh Hashanah when Yosef was pulled out of the jail and brought in front of Paray to interpret his dream. And Olam, how do we know? The Chassid says in the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk we say on Yom Chamishi. Tikku b'chayr shayfa b'kesel yom chageinu k'chayishahu. We had this Pasuk a bunch of times already in the Masechta also, in Masechta Bay also. It says, Tikku b'chayr shayfa b'kesel yom chageinu k'chayishahu mishra l'keyakev, which we know is talking about Rosh Hashanah, belonging to Shayfa, b'kesel in the month, in the Yontif, which the chaydish is covered, the moon is covered. Kichayk lishol mishal yakayv. What does it say afterwards? Edus be Yosef samay v'teisel eretz v'tzrayim. Yosef went out of Mitzrayim. What does Edus mean? Loshon of tachshit. But revit zav. He went out that day v'teisel Mitzrayim. So you see, it was a day of Rosh Hashanah. He went out of Mitzrayim. He went out around Mitzrayim. After he interpreted the dream, Paray took him around, sent him around on the horse around Mitzrayim. So Edus be Yosef samay v'teisel eretz v'tzrayim happened to Rosh Hashanah. Another thing the Brayis said, this was also Kuli Alma, that Rosh Hashanah, the Yidin in Mitzrayim, stopped having to do work. But Rosh Hashanah batla avoyda ma'avesen in Mitzrayim. Ksiv ha'cha says in the Pasuk, v'yatzeis yeshchem istacha sivlois Mitzrayim. See, Lashon sivlois when it comes to work on Mitzrayim. Ksiv ha'asav and seven the Pesukim there, by edis v'yayisav seven v'yayisav Mitzrayim, says that's raised v'yayisav v'yayisav that Hashem redeemed him from the Sevel Shechmai, from his syphilis, from his work. So Rashi learns what's going on Yosef this pasuk, that on that day when out of Mitzrayim, he didn't have to work anymore. And then we learn out, syphilis from Yosef, the syphilis to Mitzrayim, that's when Mitzrayim happened, also Rosh Hashanah. The Mashal says that we don't really have a makar that Yosef had to work so hard in jail, also in syphilis. So he says, the Yosef Sevel Shechmai is goofy going on Mitzrayim. And it says, when was it? It was in the time of Kichayk L'shahu Mishvila Keyaka, which was the time of Rosh Hashanah. The Brisa said further that by Nisan Nigalu, they were redeemed in Nisan. How do we know? Kedisa, like we know. Serious Mitzrayim happened in Nisan. That you don't need a riot for. We know that. It says in the first in Pesukim. B'tishrei Asidim Ligal. So here's my Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer holds B'tishrei Asidim Ligal. And Rabbi Yeshua holds B'nisan Asidim Ligal. So how does each one bring a riot to himself? B'tishrei Asidim Ligal. Asya Shoifa Shoifa. Ksiv Halchot says over here, Tikku B'chay Shoifa Kesel Kenu. That's on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we can say Shava Shayfa Shayfa that Betishrei Asid Ligal. That's Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. Rabbi Yeshua Emer, no, Venisa Nigalu. Why? Venisa Nigalu, Venisa Nigalu, Manal, how we know? On Makroa, Leil Shemurim, which means Leil Mashumur Abad. This night is watched and waiting for in the future also. Meshesh Mei Bereshish, from Mesh Bereshish until forever, this is the night when we are waiting for the Gula. Ve'idach, what does Rabbi Yehazah do with that pasuk? Leil Mashumur Abad Mazikim, it's a Leil that's Mashumur, it's watched from Mazikim. Taisa speaks out that Rabbi Yeshua who darshins from this pasuk that there's going to be a Gula Metz Hashem on Leil Shemurim, he also agrees to this drasha. Tap Taisis. Rabbi Yeshua tarti shamina. The kula moidid mishumun azikin. Kimbuch of Rabbi Sochim. The tikkun dala kaisis loy chayesh azugais. We're worried about zugais. So you see, everyone agrees that it's Leil Shemurim. So even if you're Rabbi Yeshua, it's also called Leil Shemurim. Zogtik maravaita, this machloikis, when the world was created, is va'ozdu l'tamayu. They are going, there's another machloikis that's going with the same reasoning as Benisa Nivraelim or Tishra Nivraelim. The Tayalim and the Nivraisa. This is talking about the Mabel. I'm going to go through the Mabel. B'shnas Sheish Meyas Shana L'chai Noyach, in the 600th year of Noyach, B'chayush Hashem, in the second month, B'shiva Asriyam L'chayush, in the 17th day of the month, that's a pasuk in the Torah, the Mabel started. The Mabel started the 17th day of the second month. What's the second month? So what's the Machlaikas? Rabbi Yeshua Eimrem, Oysa Hayyam Yud Zayim Be'ir Hayyam. That day was the 17th of Iyar. B'chayu Shem means the second day, second month of the year, which is Iyar. Yud Zayin Iyar Haya. Yoyim Shemazel Kima Shekeya B'yoyim. It was the Yoyim that the Mazel of Kima is Shekeya B'yoyim. Because there are 12 Mazels, 12 constellations, and each constellation goes up for 2 hours. They're the ones that come up. Every 2 hours, another constellation comes up. And the constellations are Tle, Shar, Tuumim, Sarton, Aryeh, Besula, Maznayim, Akrev, Keshes, Gedi, Dli, Dogim. These 12 constellations. Now, on Nisan, the first one to come up is Tle. On Ir, the first one to come up is Shar. And Tuumim is of the next month, and so on and so forth. Now, when one comes up, so the one that's six ahead of it, because every 12 hours, is going down. So the beginning of Nisan, the constellation comes up first is the Tle. On the Iyar, the first one comes up is Shar. So the Tle is 2 hours ahead of the Shar. And it comes out that the last 2 hours of the day, the only thing that comes up, is the only thing that's up in the sky, is the Shar. The Tle already was Shekeah. So the Yoyim, Shemazel Kima Shekeah B'Yoyim. Now Kima is the tail of the Tle. Kima is a group of stars that's found on the tail in the back of the Tle. So the Tle is Shekeya Bayoim. By day, it goes down. Last 2 hours of the day, the Kima is not around anymore. Tle is not around anymore. So that's the days of Iyar. So Yoim Shemazel Kima Shekeya Bayoim. Umainis Vismatim. It's also the time of the year when it's not a rainy season. Iyar already is no rain anymore. Because the Dara Mabel was changed their ways, and they were mistabek be'enoy minom, they were mezana with all the wrong people and things. Shina Akaris Baruch Aleim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Akaris Baruch was mashanda Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ve'hela Mazal Kima B'yoyim, and he brought up Mazal Kima B'yoyim, even though Mazal Kima is not the first one of the Yoyim in the time of Iyar. It's really a Shar. Which Kima is the behind the Tle, and really Shar comes up first. But Hashem was Shina, and the Kima came up, and the Kima Benotal Shtekechav Mekima. Kima happens to be brings a lot of cold and rain. Hashem brought up the Kima and took away Tukechavim from Kima, and that made a little hole. And Vehavim Mabel Oilam, and the Mabel came through that. So that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita that happened in Iyar, and Hashem had to change the whole Mazalos for that, and that's how the Mabel came to the world. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, no. It was not the month of Iyar, it was the second month of the year Machesven. Yoim Shemazel Kima Aleim B'Yoim. It's a Yoim that Mazel Kima happens to be out there at night. Why? Because by that time, the first Mazel of the day is Akrev. So if you go Akrev, which is number one, Kesh number two, Gdi number three, Dli number four, Dog number five, number six is Kima. So Kima was supposed to come up by day. So it came up by day. Umainis v'skabrim, and it's a time also when it's a rainy season. Umetoich shinu ma'aseyim, because they changed the way. Shinu goes broccoli ma'aseyim. Hashem changed ma'aseyim. We'll see what exactly he changed. The hella mazal kima b'yayim, he brought up mazal kima b'yayim, which is shver, because mazal kima is supposed to come up b'yayim anyway. We'll have to see in the Gemara about that. Took away two kachavim and brought up mazal oilim. So we're going to stop over here, and we'll have to start again tomorrow a little bit, but I just want to speak out, what's the ozal utamayu? So ozal utamayu is because it says in the pasuk 600 years the Mabba came down, and then it says Bechoydish, it says later on when it dried up, it says it's 601 years. That's what it says in the pasuk. In the 601st year, it dried up. So according to Rabbi Yezer, which everything goes with Tishrei, so then he has to learn that it was a Marcheshvin, because you see, it only turns 601 years, Barishim Be'echel HaChodesh, which according to him is Tishrei. So it has to be that Marcheshvin, that here it's Marcheshvin. Based like this, he learned that Marcheshvin was when the Mabel came down, therefore 601 years only turned the year around Tishrei time. Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Benisa Nivraylam, he has to learn that the second month is Iyar. Why? Because it only says 601 years, 1 year later. So it has to be, and he holds that Benisa Nivraylam, so therefore he learns that it was Iyar and 601 years. That's the Latamayo. They go together. You can't hold one without the other one. And therefore, it's Azal Tamayo. Metz Shem, tomorrow, again, we'll start again from this to explain, at least outside, we'll explain it, and we'll get into that tomorrow.